This is Kiss from the Elder on Dusty. And this is the Tower of Power. Hey, everybody, I'm glad you're listening. It cooled right on down here in Jersey City. Holiday season. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Stay with me for the next hour.
So you want to jump out your trick bag and ease on into hip bag, but you ain't just exactly sure what's hip. Started to let your hair go, spend big bucks to top your wardrobe, but somehow you know there's much more to the trip. What is hip? Tell me, tell me.
It takes a little while to get situated in the DJ chair when you come in. Lots of paperwork to do and clipboards hanging around and mouse pads and what have you. It's my favorite time of the week, getting together with you. I like this band too, old vinyl, listen to it. Snapping, crackling, popping. This is Star Castle. American Midwestern Prague on Dusty. People said they sound like Yes. Do they? Yes. But they sound like Star Castle too, and I'm playing them just for you. What's your favorite Yes album? I like the Yes album and Close to the Edge. The 80s, totally different with Trevor Rabin. The early days, unique, worth checking out. It's all good. We lost Chris Squire, though. Yes manages to soldier on in some form. The Cruise to the Edge with a bunch of prog bands, the latest idea for Yes. Amy Mann and Till Tuesday. Boston band, right? I think this is produced by Rick Ocasek. Marilyn Manson, the beautiful People on Dusty. Produced by Trent Reznor in New Orleans. Shock rock on Dusty.
Trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Our embassies are being stoned. Our diplomats are often in fear for their lives. And we're involved in a half dozen nameless, windless conflicts, spilling American blood on foreign soil. Our young men are dying for ideals which don't seem to mean too much to Americans anymore. The truth is, America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam, in the masses of Red China, or in the diabolical intrigues to the south of us. The real trouble lies in the playgrounds of St. Louis, the hillside mansions of San Francisco, and in the slums of Chicago. The disease which is slowly eating away at the heart of America lives in the small southern towns, the fishing villages of New England, and in the hot, dusty streets of the Midwest. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt. We've killed all the sacred cows and destroyed all the images, and there's nothing left to respect. Old-fashioned love of God, country and family is passé. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We wouldn't want to be seen at a political rally or a town hall meeting. And we don't want to be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided the only way to get into public office is to buy it. Our heroes are the fast guys who get away with things. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag waving, singing patriotism, has been condemned. Think about this. Patriotism, when you tear away the fancy phrases and crate paper, is plain and simple pride. It's a new car, prettier girl, bigger house sort of pride in country. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that pride. Our form of government is the same. We still say America stands for the same things. But next time you're at a party, ask someone to sing America with you and see what happens. The basic ideals and structure of America hasn't changed. We have.
This guy sang it to WFMU years back. The son of Tim Buckley. I really love this song called Grace. This is Jeff Buckley on the Dusty Show, TNP.
She weeps on my arm. Walk into the bright lights and sorrow. Oh, drink a bit of wine. We both might go tomorrow. Oh, my love. And the rain is falling. I believe my time has come. It reminds me of the pain. I might
like his dad, he left us too young. Pain in the voice. Live with Lakini's Juice.
It was an evening I shared with the sun to find out where we belong. From the earliest days, we were dancing in the shadow.
I think they're a Pennsylvania band. Plays classics and dusty diamonds tonight. This is Karwin Harami Dilim Tenga from Kurdistan.
Tanga,
Dave Mustaine and Megadeth on the Dusty Show.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Charlie Sheen. Carlos Estevez. Carlos Sheen. Charlie Estevez. Janet Estevez. Ramon Sheen. Billy O'Sheen. Mama Dad Me. Billy Rumor Renee Me. Carlos B. Sheen. Sheen Me Ma.
One speed, lady. Go.
People are like, you need that, my head.
Whoa. Reminder. Tiger blood. Adonis DNA.
Were you in the freaking jungles with Oliver? Were you in the concrete jungle as well? Where were you when all that was going on, huh? What do you really know about anything? I mean, look at you.
Poof, you're a gadfly. You're a frickin' hairy chicken with a corndog limp.
Maybe you're saying I've heard some of these before, Clay, on the Dusty Show. You certainly have. There's a certain comfort to a certain amount of redundancy. You'll hear it here on Dusty, like this one, Porno for Pyros. LA sound, isn't it?
We'll make it.
Dave Navarro, right? Perry Farrell, the rest of the gang, Porno, Kurt Pyros, TNP, having fun. From Panama, Billy Cobham, his debut solo effort. Spectrum, this is Stratus, later sampled by Massive Attack. Listen to it, Billy Cobham, Dusty. Billy's doing this kind of stuff, 73, 74, Vanguard. Dirty Vegas. This is Days Go By on Dusty. I missed out. Somebody said this was in some old car commercial. I'm reliving it, reappraising it. Nice.
Still a whisper on my lips. A feeling at my fingertips. It's pulling at my skin. Leave me when I'm at my worst. Feeling as if I've been cursed. Bitter cold within. Days go by and still I think of you.
Dance a little bit with me, just a little side to side.
Days when I could live my life without you.
Chico bien portado, un joven responsable y siempre bien vestido. Yo no sé quién ha mentido. I don't drink or smoke and into dope. When I know coke, you ask me how do I do it, I cope. My only addiction has to do with a female species. I eat them raw like sushi. No me gusta enterno, mi estilo es moderno. Si me enterno, yo me enfermo. Mi apariencia es dura, vivo en la locura. No me vengan con tenuras. So please don't judge a book by its cover. There's more to being a Latin lover. You gotta know how to deal with a woman that won't let go. The price you pay for being a gigolo.
Rico. Suave. Rico. Suave.
That was Gerardo with Rico Suave, but you knew that, didn't you, WFMU listener? You remember. Why don't they play those old videos on MTV, all those reality shows, everything but the old videos we want to see. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis on the production end of things with Janet Jackson in the booth. This is Rhythm Nation on the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you, and damn happy to be here, people.
Break the color lines. Let's work together to improve our way of life. nation.
It's some kind of cough medicine he drinks or something. Says he likes it. Makes his voice rough. And smoking some. I like this, man. To play this always gets an interesting reaction when you play Phil Collins' era Genesis, Peter Gabriel's Gone, but I like this. Turn It On Again, Phil Collins' Genesis, Dusty. We'll be right back. on, guys. The eyes have it. Do it. The eyes have it. Lou Gramm, lead singer of Foreigner, solo effort, Midnight Blue, great song. Here comes some great background vocals. Check it.
Midnight Blue.
Oh, man.
Oh, oh, oh.
And then Jefferson Starship, Mickey Thomas incarnation. Great rock song, Jane. Craig, I don't even say his name. Craig Chiquico on guitar. Ainsley, everybody. From the Great White North, our neighbors to the north, some people say, man, I'm going to Canada. It is a nice place to visit. Toronto, Montreal. Don't rush me, Getty. Come on, Glenn, you're from Canada, aren't you? Rush needs your back, baby. Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart, damn it. And then Getty. I love Rush, I love Canada. And I love you, Canadian listeners. 22 in front of 7. Played this just a couple of weeks ago. I'm playing it again. California Sun, California Love, Tupac.
Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp beat. the state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens, lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Here's another California band. I love Zach De La Rocca. This is Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
The microphone explodes, shattering the mold. Need a drop of hits like De La O. We'll get the fuck off the commode with the short shot. Sure, don't make the body drop. Drop a no copy, yo. No corners of co-op. Terror rain stretching, quenching the thirst of the power dawn. That five-sided fit the gone. But the earth gets bigger, the trigger's cold, empty your pulse. Rally around the family with a pocket full of shells. Let rally around the family with a pocket full of shells.
The most terrifying thing I've ever seen.
Rally around the family with a pocket full of shells. Let rally around the family with a pocket full of shells. Weapons, not food, not homes, not shoes, not need. Just feed the war cannibal animal. I walk the corner to the rumble that used to be a library line. I cut a mine cemetery now. What we don't know keeps the contract alive and move them. They don't gotta burn the book, they just remove them. While arms, warehouses, village quick as a cell. Rally round the family.
Pocket full of shells.
Rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. With a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family. With a pocket full of shells.
You ever read that old Hemingway stuff? Green Hills of Africa. For whom the bell tolls. He wrote that, right? I love him. Kind of have to put it in historical perspective. Racist and stuff, but he could write. Dostoevsky, Stephen King, Big Three, Shirley Jackson. Bonus. Maximum Chug on the Dusty Show with Metallica. Don't count them out. New album's been number one for 6 weeks. All right, here we go. Oh, Jesus. Feel it. From Des Moines, Iowa, Slipknot on Dusty.
America is a killing name. It doesn't feel or discriminate. Love is just a killing feel. It's all that's left, nothing's real. Throw away your disposable past and fall apart like a cigarette ash. We are the fatal and vital ones of the world, and we will burn your cities down. 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 We will burn your cities down.
I know it's a tough pill for some of you to swallow. Hang in there.
America.
Slipknot's Corey Taylor poses the question. America, what if God doesn't care? Stickly. This is Attack. Attack. Crab Core on the Dusty Show. Check out the video if you can. Attack, attack, stickly. I like the screamo. I'd be screamo if I could.
Right time for what I loved and what they loved was
here. All the young dudes and dudettes carrying the news forward. Mixing genres. Anything goes. Don't let them take your creative freedom, baby. They're down in that crab position. Do it. Cold Chamber with Loco going down deeper into it. Where's my pit? Where's my pit? Do I got a pit out there? This is Bowie live cracked actor on Dusty. You just heard Suicidal Tendencies. Thanks for the email, Kevin Dory. Hello, St. Pete, Florida. Just sitting around burning flags.
I've come on a few years from my Hollywood highs. The best of the last, I mean a star they ever had. Still for my legend, the films that I made. Forget that I'm 50 cause you just got paid. Crack, baby, crack, show me your real. Smack, baby, smack is all that you feel. Suck, baby, suck, give me your head. Before you stop my best, and that you're knocking me dead. Uh-uh.
from Jacksonville, Florida, redneck rock, still a good one. Molly Hatchet, flirting with disaster. Danny Joe Brown on vocals, bringing all his mules out and kicking them one time. Three guitars, Bruce Crump drums, do it, baby. Ian Astbury, Billy Duffy, The Cult, Wildflower, Dusty.
You're a wild, honey child, I'm out of control. Every time you are near me, I'm a wolf child, baby. And I'm howling for you.
Tambourine. NYU's Lady Gaga. Stephanie Germano. I didn't like the Bowie tribute, but man, she does some great things. She's great, man. Come on. This is an unknown band I knew from LA back in 2000 called Czar with a T. Calling All Destroyers. They never really broke out, but man, they were good live. Czar from LA. We're almost there. Party White coming up at 7. TNP follows. Clay Pigeon with ya. I'm glad that you took the time to tune in this week to The Dusty Show on WFMU. I appreciate it. I'd love to hear from you if you ever have the time to drop me a line, tell me what you think, your thoughts on life, the show, anything at all. Share with me, with us, with the world, the universe, the stars beyond. What's on your mind? Dusty@WFMU.org. Ferret me out on Facebook, 2 locations if you look. Not too hard to do. I trust your sleuth-like capabilities. Twitter once in a while. My tweets have gone... I came out hot with the tweets, but lately they've been... I don't know. I'll keep trying. Tweets. Jesus. Hardy's coming up. He's great. You guys, listen, TNP. Come on. Kevin Nudd, he'll be around. Sinner's Crossroads, Palate Cleanser. Dave the Spaz, living legend, the last DJ. Nickname and his charms, his intelligence, and Stan, years of accrued wisdom shared with you. Great extended pieces, challenging late night pieces, early morning if you're... Hello, Europe. Hi, Europe, Asia. Hey, I love you guys. I think about you. This is Jeff Beck. I'm playing one of your favorite sons. Diamond Dust. Isn't this pretty? I think George Martin produced. I'm going to play some Rufus Wainwright here in just a second. His version of John Lennon's Across the Universe. Rufus.
They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. For me like a million eyes and call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They stumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Giant.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
We're gonna be all right together, we are.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
WFMU family, let's stick together, you guys.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
Great people.
Nothing's gonna change my world. Sounds of laughter. Jai Guru.
Don't let him change it. Sing it with me, guys. Come on.
Nothing's gonna change our world. Nothing's gonna
get your lighters out if you have one. Let's do this. Come on.
Nothing's gonna change our world.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
Nobody, man. Keep your mind on the pipeline, activists.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
Putting up the good fight, tremendous odds. Good night, Mrs. Brady. We love you. Always remember.
Well, that's not what Kropotkin says.
Well, I don't care 10 cents what he says. I don't think that's an expression. What's not? I don't care 10 cents. Yes, it is. I just expressed it. No, I mean, that's not really a phrase people use. You mean I have to communicate using an accepted list of phrases? No. I just mean that's not a standard idiom, so people might not get what you're saying. Lou, did you get what I was saying?
Yeah, that you didn't care very much at all. 10 cents isn't very much money, and Butchie didn't even care 10 cents worth of care.
Exactly. Well, I just thought maybe you misremembered a common phrase like, I don't care one whit. One what? One whit. What's a whit?
I'm not sure.
So how is that clear when you don't know what a whit is?
I don't care one dingle pudding.
I don't care one schmoop.
Well, that's weird. Anything works.
Well, that's because those things don't exist, and so they don't have worth. If you use something with worth, it doesn't work.
All right, I'll try. I don't care one super cute toddler. You're right.
I don't understand why you're so concerned with the language choices I make. You must feel you have some ownership of this language.
Butchie, you just blew my mind.
This language was imposed on you. It isn't some genetic inheritance or even a cultural inheritance. People become estranged from their own language.
What if you were an ethnic minority living in a country and then that country's language was your only language and then the majority ethnicity turned on you? Culture and language are so closely linked. Wouldn't you feel your thoughts were in a language that was hostile to you? Man, you're right. Whose words are these? I think I know.
His house is in the village, though.
I bet you can't say, I think I know, without thinking that Robert Frost poem.
Don't think of an alligator.
What are you guys doing? We're poisoning each other's thoughts.
Normally, I like doing it at dinner by mentioning stomach-turning images while we eat.
I love it when you do that, Butch. You know what words are like? They're like, I don't know, I'm hungry.
I am too. Let's order.
What do you want to order?
We could order the books.
How, by subject?
Let's get takeout books.
Okay, I gotta ask, what on earth are you guys talking about?
So we're taking this class on how to reorganize our brains based on new assumptions instead of old cultural norms.
Yeah, we've been thinking in an old-fashioned way.
You know how the typewriter keyboard is arranged in QWERTY?
Yeah, that's weird.
And it stays that way, not because it's efficient, just because it's always been that way and people are resistant to change.
Yeah. So we're trying to snap out of our complacent fog of standard usage.
It's this new mind diet we're on.
Well, that all sounds very interesting.
So, shall we order these books and then they'll magically manifest a feast?
I eat words and spit letter piles. I am Victor Borga vomiting punctuation.
You see, the Bible says that in the years following the Great Flood, man thought they could build a tower to heaven, meaning they thought they could have dominion over the world and others. The price of this, which we call God punishing, is that they lose their ability to understand each other. Babel. Now they all speak these so-called languages, tongues. Languages limit our ability to understand each other.
Ever communicate with somebody you don't share a language with? Notice how your basic humanity comes out just by wanting to communicate?
Language is a shortcut to your deepest emotions and memories, and your fellow man is using it to sell your junk and exploit you.
Dig a ball, big me down, big a big ball, dig a ball, dig a ball, big a down.
Way to resist, Lou. All right, well, just to use the old standard language for a second, are you guys indeed hungry, and should I get some food? I'm not sure I should eat. I'm not going to eat until I understand how the body turns food into energy. I don't know what I'm participating in here.
I agree. Also, don't order out. That's a waste of money. I can make sandwiches.
Can I take a break from being original? My brain hurts. Also, get me the veggie sandwich from Ike's. We're getting Ike's, right?
No, Butch, I can make sandwiches.
But sandwiches out are always better.
Why?
Mystery. You don't see them being made. Even if you do see them made, there's still some kind of mystery to it.
You don't have to watch me make them.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. Storytellers wanted for festival. Performers and storytellers wanted for huge arts festival. High pay and benefits. Tell stories and earn big. Advancement and career opportunities.
Well, that sounds too good to be true.
Why?
Because our society doesn't value such things.
Well, no, it loves storytelling. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, but not the kind where it's just a person telling a story. Well, they don't pay for that, at least.
Maybe it's a job in the movie business.
Maybe somebody is starting a religion.
Well, it says festival.
I've been to some weird festivals.
I know!
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wyatt. I'm Hardy Wyatt. Join me now, won't you? As we get together in a place where you can think anything you want. You can say anything you want. You can make any noise you want. You can call me anything you want. And you know why? Because I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You can do anything you want. So, I'm not going to judge you. What, are you going to judge yourself? That's crazy.
Oh, my friend, come on in. There is a sign in front of this store that says, no shirt, no shoes, no direction, no idea. No purpose?
No problem.
Service? Oh, yeah, we'll serve you. Doesn't matter. Say, oh, Hardy, I'm not prepared to come in and be with you. Oh, what's wrong? Say, oh, the clothes I'm wearing aren't right. They're just fine. Whatever you have is fine. Say, oh, I'm wearing some huge hat that has rotten fruit on it. I'm afraid the flies are going to come in. There's going to be swarms of Drosophila. And that's no problem. Come on in with your hat and all the flies around it. We don't mind.
Oh, you're just fine the way you are.
If I wait until you feel ready, well, that's not going to be fine. You say, oh, but look at me. I'm crazy and I'm unpredictable and my moods change all the time and I'm wild and I think crazy things. I go, heck, not only come on in, I'm going to give you my candy factory here. Here's all the keys to the restrooms. And I got to tell you, it's just restrooms. It's not really a candy factory. Every room you will see is a bathroom. Why is that? Well, I just think that's practical. You know, I also have a kitchen, which I think is, and that's the circle of life. By circle of life, what they mean is digestion. Yeah, what you put in you, like a hot dog, is going to eventually come out. Now, everything comes out duty, and there's no variation on that end. It's not like a Play-Doh, one of those Play-Doh factories. Now, a lot of you are going to rush out and get those for Christmas and Hanukkah and say, my kid would like to make not just a star, but some kind of weird three-dimensional star worm. Say, oh, I know just the thing for you. It's a Play-Doh factory. He can also make false food, which I don't know why I'd necessarily make it, unless you're a menu photographer, which used to be a profession. Say, I have a deli, and I want to tout. What do you want to tout? I'm touting either my whitefish salad or, if it's easier, mashed potatoes. Say, mashed potatoes easier. So when you're photographing mashed potatoes or using them in the movie, what they use is ice cream to make it look like mashed potatoes because it melts fast.